No. So in the previous year we began to introduce to you the idea of Ein Shlich and Vaveira. The Gemara tells us there's a Klal Gadol, even though Shuch Shom Kibalso, the Ram Vaveira is Ein Shlich and Vaveira. The Gemara gave a svar for it. Did it rather the Talmud? We spent a lot of time talking about whether that was a real svara or not a real svara. Does it apply to Shogeg? That apply to Shogeg. But now I want to speak about a different part of the sugya. This Klal Gadol of Ein Shlich and Vaveira, one can really understand this klal one of two ways. Basic chakira that one can raise concerning the klal of Ein Shlich and Vaveira. Do we say that Ein Shlich and Vaveira is primarily a halacha in terms of chiyuvim? It's primarily a halacha in terms of onshin. Simply, if I do an Aveira, I'm the Chal Shabbos, so I'm chayiv. If I do an active mitzvah, so I'm chayiv. So if there would have been a concept of shlichos vaveiras, so we would have said that when Reuven tells Shimon to kill somebody, so if Shluch Shalom Kamosa would have applied, so that it's as if Reuven did the Ma'aseh Ritzicha, he did the Aveira, now he's Chayav Yonish Beizdin, he's Chayav the Chiyav Mrs. Beizdin on him. So comes the din of Ein Shlich and Vaveira, says no, that we don't view it as if the Mishalach did it, but we view it as if the Shaliach did it, Divra Rav, Divra Tam, Divra Mishalmim. So Memele, the Chiyav Mrs. Beizdin is not going to be Chal on the Mishalach, it's going to be Chal on the Shaliach. So this is one way of understanding Ein Shlich and Vaveira, that it's primarily a din in terms of being kaveh, it's primarily a din in terms of determining who is chayav Mises Beizin, who is chayav Malkus, who is chayav the Einish for the Aveira that was done. But perhaps there's a different way of understanding Ein Shlich and Vaveira. Perhaps Ein Shlich and Vaveira means, not just from the Beizin's vantage point, who are we going to nail, who are we going to nail for the Aveira, but the Shlichot itself is Batla Mavoto. Means the Torah was mechadesh the parish of shlichus, so eimon about the chidusha. That is not for the chidush Torah of shlichus. So we would have said that shlichus, but what is shlichus? The Torah says you have to do something. You have to mafish tumi. You have to mafish tumi. You have to mekadesh nisha. You have to mekadesh nisha. You have to megarish. You have to give the get. Comes the chidush Torah and says that there's a parish of shlichus. Shluch shalom kemoiso. So off the pesha hitir, the Torah itself comes and limits that chidush and says that ein shlich et vaveira. That in the realm of aveiras. So then the whole parsha of shlichus was never nischatcha. Might have kamina between the two approaches. At the end of the day, Ein Shlich and Vaveira, might have to forgive it, Ein Shlich and Vaveira. So who cares whether we're formulating it in terms of a din of Mrs. Beizdin, a din of Einshin, or whether we're formulating it in terms of bitla shlichus. So when you raise the following question, what is the halacha if Reuven appoints Shimon to do something on his behalf, and that action happens to be an Aveira, but there's going to be some chalos that takes place as well. There's going to be some official change in status. There's going to be some halachic chalos that's going to take place. So the question becomes, do we say that Ein Shlich and Vaveira means legabe the chiyuv, legabe the onesh, Ein Shlich and Vaveira, but the shlichus is still chayemes, the shlichus is still intact. So it could be that the chalos is going to be chal, it could be that what takes place is going to be effective. It's just that in terms of Hukkah's Mrs. Beizin, in terms of Hukkah's Onshin, so the Shaliach is going to get punished and the Shaliach can get off the hook. Or, if we take the second approach, that Ein Shlich and Vaveira means that Shlichus was never said to Chegamah. There's no such thing as Shlichus, there's an Aveira here, so Shlichus doesn't get off the ground. So then not only will we declare the Shlichus to be Betela vis-a-vis the Onshin, we're going to declare the Shlichus to be Betela vis-a-vis the Chalos as well. So the basic question, the basic formulation of the Chakira is, when we say in Shlich and Vaveira, is the Shlichus basically intact? There really is Shlichus with Vaveira. It's just that Hilchus Onshin, the Shlich still gets punished. Or do we say, no, that Ein Shlich and Vaveira means Mamish Pshita Kemashmo. If there's no Shlichus, the Shlichus is Kemand Aleis, and Bechei Agav Alachicha Tere Shlichus. That's the name of the topic. Bittul HaShlichus with Vaveira. No, well, the says Rid was defining shlichus in terms of chalos, which got him into trouble. So that's right. But here we're saying, even in the case where there is a chalos, we'd say a case that would be nitan for a chalos to take place. Oh, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. So this sugya begins not really in Masechas Kiddushin. This chakir, I mean, Ein Shlich and Vaveira begins in Kiddushin. So this particular chakir really begins in a sugya in Bava Metzia and Daf Yoreh Mavayis. The Gemara says, "Amar Shlokish B'Shul Abakoyin Bardala." Ktana in lachotzer, Ve'ela arba amas. We know that there's a kinyan chatzar in the Torah. That if I want to give something to somebody, say in the case of a get, I want to give a get to my wife, so I need not put it directly into our hand, even though the Torah says zerosim biyada. You can put it into our chatzar, into our property as well. So that's a din midaraisa, the chatzar shaladim chayna. Then there was a din midarabana, that the chavum masak, and that even if it's not in your personal chatzar, even if you're standing out in the middle of the street, but it's within your Dalai Lama, so the Chabam is Sakin, Dalai Lama Shalom Kainis Lai as well. So the Takonas Chabam of Kinin Dalai Lama was patterned after the Din Deraisa of Kinin Chatzah, called Tikkun Rabban and Kain Deraisa Tikkun. So the halachas are all going to be the same. So comes Rish Lakish and says that a Ketana doesn't have a Kinin Chatzah, and she doesn't have a Kinin, and by definition, parallel, she doesn't have Kinin Dalai Lama as well. She does have a kinyan chatzar, and then by the extension, she has dalat amos. So the mikra before you, what's the nekudas of machlokes? Does a katan or a ketana have a kinyan chatzar? So mar sava chatzar mishum yada isravoi. So one opinion held that this chiddush haTorah that chatzar works. So what's the nature of this chiddush? This is the lomdus of Shabbos. We spoke about this gemara a couple months ago, I think. What's the lomdus of this halacha that kinyan chatzar works? So one opinion holds that chatzah was included like yad. That chatzah is like an extension of my yad. Kiheichin is my yad. So if Ketana has a yad, let's say if a person wants to divorce his wife, she's 11 and a half years old, so all she understands what's going on, so even though she's a technically la bazas, but she can do makabal get, she has a yad, makabal seget. So if you hold that chatzah is mitam yad, just as she has a yad, so too she has a chatzah. Whereas Reish Lakish held, the chatzar is mitam shlichus, just as the Torah says, I can appoint an outsider to act on my behalf, so too, my chatzar is acting on my behalf, but basically the ikaron, the lumdus of chatzar is based on the parish of shlichus. The same way that shlichus, she doesn't have shlichus, so she doesn't have chatzar as well. So lumdus of chatzar is based on the parish. What's the nature, what's the very essence of kinyan chatzar? Is chatzar mitam yad, is chatzar mitam shalich? It's enough kinyan for a katan a ketana who doesn't have the ability to have a shaliach, but does have the ability to have a yad, will they have a chatzar, will they have da'an amas and am? That's the machlokes of Yechi v'shlokesh. So comes the Gemara and tries to prove one way or the other. So I feel bad, I got chopped off. I wanted to continue the next couple of lines in the Gemara. Maybe there was a miscommunication to my Mekamah. So the next couple of lines, I'll also say about that. So come the Gemara and ask the following question. How could anybody say that chatzar is mishum shalichus? It doesn't make any sense for anybody to claim that chatzar is mishum shalichus. It's against the pasuk. What's the pasuk? It's pasuk's tasha. Torah says, if he matzei biyado hageneva. Torah says that if a person steals something, they even finds it in his hands, so he has to pay kefil. So come the Gemara and the following drasha. Look what's a brisa. The Sanya Ainli Ali Yado, he must be Yado, Ainli Ali Yado, Gago Khatseri Kafifa Minayan. What if the person didn't steal for the Kinyan Yad? What if the guy doesn't have the animal in his hand? What if he maneuvered the animal, we spoke about last year? He maneuvered the animal to come to his chatzah. He never picked up the animal, never made a Kinyan Yad, never made Agbah, but Lamaisi made a Kinyan Chatzah. The animal walked, the stolen animal is being led into his chatzah. So says the Gemara, and the other Yad, the Gagi Chesed, because he's in Yad, and Tamalama, he must be called Malkaim, Ariba, Gradrash, and there's a cost of that Kinyan Chotzer is a valid mechanism of Kinyan for Geneva. So just as Kinyan Chotzer is valid for the Kinyan Sayyad, so too Kinyan Chotzer is valid for Kinyan Geneva. In fact, the Gemara, beginning of the 8th paragraph of Gittin, raises the question, what did he took Sukkim for? If both parashias, the parashia of Nasan Biyada, the phrase Vinasan comes to include Chatzer, and the din of Himatze Begedeva includes Chatzer, so why do you need two Psukkim? Chari is the same din, we're going to make the Tzrichah, so we're going to explain technical reasons why the Halacha requires both. So comes the Gemara says, you see Klar from his Braisa, that there's a din Kinin Chatzer by Geneva. So asks the Gemara, Hayitachin, if you hold that Chatzer is Mishum Shlichos, you have a cloud God, Lein Shlichos Advavera. So I said, the Gemara Lachar, you see from the fact that the Torah does accept the principle of Chatzer by Geneva. So you see from here that the din of Chatzer has nothing to do with Shlichos. The Chatzer is not Mitam Shlichos. The Chatzer is Mitam Yad. That's the Raya of the Gemara. So comes the Gemara and says, no, it's not a Raya. Why? Says the Gemara, the Klal of Ein Shlichos Advavera doesn't make sense in the context of Chatzer. even on a tzad that chatzas b'tam shliach, it's a very, very different type of a shalichos than regular shalichos, and that particular prat, the ein shalich advaveira, wouldn't kick in even if you're on chatzas b'tam shalichos. Why is that? My high, what's the distinguishing feature? What really makes chatzia different than a regular shliach? If you hold the lumdus that chatzim itam shliach, so why is that really fundamentally different than regular shlichos? So it comes to Gemara, gives two reasons. Says the Gemara, when do we say that ein shliach with varavera? That's when the shliach is a bar chiyuva, when the shliach himself was chayav in mitzvahs. So it's an avera both for the shliach and for the shliach. So then we say divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishnah. But when the shaliach is not a bar chiyuva, so from the shaliach's vantage point, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not mechuyev in his mitzvah anyway. So if the shaliach is a la bar chiyuva, so then the halacha says that yesh shaliach is va'aveira. So the Gemara chotzer is a la bar chiyuva. Chotzer is an inanimate object. It's not chayev in mitzvah. So since a chotzer is not chayev in mitzvah, it's called a la bar chiyuva. So b'chiyah gavni yesh shaliach is va'aveira. So the Gemara Baruch Hashem salvages that opinion that chotzer b'shem shaliach. So even if you hold a chatzas mishum shliach, it's still okay. You can still have shlichus here. I said va'aver. This is the one case where shlichus and va'aver applies because the shlich is a lab b'chiva. And the Gemara says, I'll give you a idea, Shleimar. Another distinguishing feature between the two. When do we say that ain't shlich and va'aver? That's when the shlich has an option of doing it. Iboy ovid, iboy loy ovid. And you can say, yeah, as an option, he's supposed to listen, not supposed to listen. He has to make a choice. Divrei rav, divrei talmid. So divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishanim. When you have a shaliach who doesn't have an option to chotzer, I'm going to tell my chotzer, okay chotzer, accept this genev, and the chotzer is going to say, nope, b'shum panav ha'efer, I'm not going to listen to you. So the nature of shalichas of a chotzer is so fundamentally different. It's, you don't have that svar, iboy ovid, iboy lo ovid. It's the al-korcha, the chotzer is going to act as a shaliach. So b'chiyah gavna, the svar of divrei rav, divrei talmid doesn't kick in, because there's no conflict. The shaliach is not trying to be done. Should I listen, should I not listen? So basically what the Gemara says is that even if you're a chassid z'itam shliach, it doesn't bother us that there's a chassid by Geneva. It's not a problem. For one of two reasons. Either because the nature of shlichus of the chassid is the chassid is a lav b'chiyuva, or the nature of shlichus of the chassid is that the chassid doesn't have an option. So for one of those two reasons, yesh shlichus d'aver doesn't kick in.
This all build on this far that Ainshlech
and
Varavera is
Divrei HaRav. This Gemara seems to be really working with the Svara.
Right.
I mean, if you open up like Varas HaKlosso, so it's not to plug in these Svaras. Right. It sounds possible, like the only time it's right. So comes the Gemara, and now he asks himself. Gemara says, okay, we have two different reasons, two different limitations of the Kral of Ainshlech and Varavera. One limitation is Bachiyuva versus not Bachiyuva. The second limitation is the ability to say no, or the inability to say no. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. Who cares? At the end of the day, 99.9% of the time, ain't shlichus v'avera. At the end of the day, there's shlichus for geneva, in terms of a chot that's serving as a shlich, and the older chot is tam shlichus. So who cares which reason you're using? Who cares whether you're defining it in terms of whether the parameters of the halacha are ibayovit, ibayloavit, and whether the parameters of the halacha are bachiyuvim? At the end of the day, who cares? At the end of the day, my nafkamina. The Gemara says, no, so I'll tell you nafkamina. The Gemara dug up a nafkamina is false. What's the din if a Kohen asks a Yisrael to be Mekadesh a Grusha on his behalf? That's the case. The Kohen, Isha Grusha Misha Lekoch, he's not a married Grusha, he goes there and he asks the Yisrael to go be Mekadesh a Grusha on his behalf. Comes the Gemara and says, aha, that's the nafkamina. Is that called Dvar Vera, or is that not called Dvar Vera? So on the one hand, the shaliach is a lab b'chiyuva. You know what? He's a Yisrael. I'm Yisrael. I'm never a Yisrael man, Yigusha. So from the Yisrael's vantage point, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's a lab b'chiyuva. So he's like a chaser. So if you hold that ain't shaliach and avera only applies when the shaliach is a b'chiyuva, so we dubbed up the case. We made up the scenario where the shaliach is a lab b'chiyuva. It's like chaser. But if you hold that the parameters of the halacha of ein shlichus d'vavera depend on whether the shaliach has an option of listening or not, so why is inanimate object such as a chotzer, so yesh shlichus d'vavera? By Yisrael, he's an inanimate object, he's a person, he could say no. So since he could say no, So Ein Shluch L'Dvaveira. So says the Gemara, that's the Nafkamina. The Gemara says, not the Nafkamina, we're not going to talk about that for now. The Gemara gives the Nafkamina between the two different limitations of the Klal of Ein Shluch L'Dvaveira. So the Gemara, how to create these limitations in order to defend them on the Yom that Shluch is, the Chos is Mitam Shluchos, because otherwise how could ever be Chos to make a name up? And the Gemara created two different limitations, and now the Gemara is being done, my Nafkamina between the two limitations. So comes Taisus, this is all the introduction to the Sugya. Comes Taisus in Bav Metziah, Daf Yudam Ubeis, third in my Mekoymus, the Amal Yisrael, Kadosh Isha Grusha. And comes Taisus and gets very, very picky on this case. Comes Taisus and says, this is the case, that a Kayan asks the Yisrael to Mekadosh Lo Grusha, of him, Taimus says Taisus, my Nafkamina, who cares whether they're Shlichas or not? Beilim and the Yami Boy Ovid, Ubeilim and the Yami Shlich Ba'ar Ba'chiyuva, Lo Lokia Lo Kiddushin, says Taisus, if you're Mekadesh a Grusha, we see a Kayan goes ahead and is Mekadesh a Grusha. Say, forget about a Shlicha. Shlicha Kayan himself goes, the Nazid Gomer, and he goes and is Mekadesh, he gives a ring to a Grusha, says a Rem Kodeshus. So asks Taisus, nothing happens to him anyway. Yes, Taisus, Halacha is like a Rabbah. The Rabbah beyond the Asar Yuchsin, Kiddush in a Leike, Baal Leike. The Issa for a Kayan with a Grusha is to have beer with the Grusha. If he's only Mekadesh, the Grusha is garnished, and a Leike. He's not Chayim Malkus anyway. The Torah says, Lo Yikachu, but Rabbah says, Lo Yikachu means, Al Shem Lo Yichalel. It means, if he'll be Mechalel, then he gets Malkus. But for the Issa, the Nice of Kiddushin, there's no Malkus anyway. So Taisus says, who cares whether Yesh Lechad Vaveira, Yesh Lechad Vaveira, there's no Vaveira, there's nothing to talk about, because they're not going to be Malkus anyway. So, says Taisus, Yesh Loimar, no. Tchibol Acharkach, Loike Afal HaKiddush, and Kiddush Beresh Tumura. Says Taisus, true Rabbah says Kiddush in a Loike, that means as follows. If a Kohen is Mekadesh HaGrusha, and then he never does anything about it, he never finishes the marriage, they never are together, so then Taka Rabbah says Kiddush in a Loike, you're not Chay Malkus for the Kiddush in itself. But when he's Baal, when they eventually finish the marriage, they kind of do get married, and they have Bia together. So not only are the Chayav Malkus for the Bia, but the Chayav Malkus retroactively for the Kiddushin as well. So Taisus says, you see that there is Malkus for Kiddushin. When Rava says that Kiddushin alike, it doesn't mean that Kiddushin is not an Aveira. He just means that the Aveira wasn't complete. But once the Aveira is complete, the Goyim also were afraid that the Aveira was done to Shas Kiddushin as well. So says Taisus, that's going to be the Nafkamina. So you hear this very complicated scenario now. A Kohen asks the Yisrael to go to Mekadesh and Ishif him. He goes out and he listens. So right now, there's nothing to be done on. There's nothing to discuss whether the Kohen is Chai Malkus, not Chai Malkus. No Malkus anyway. Kiddush in a Leike. Now, a week later, they go ahead and have Bia. So now, we bring the Kohen back to Beis and say, we want to know, are we going to give you a double Malkus or a single Malkus? We can give you Malkus just for the Bia, so we're going to give you a double Malkus for the Kiddush as well. So now we have to be done. Did you do the Avera of Kiddush? So the Kohen says, what do you mean? I did the Avera? I didn't give her the ring. I appointed a Shalich. Does everybody know Kiddush in Mabeg? Ain't Shalich in Avera? So the Shalich gets the Avera. I don't get the Avera. So we turn around and say, wait a second. Is that called Ain't Shalich in Avera? But the Shalich was Allah Bar Chiyuva. So the Kohen turns back to us and he says, well, what do you mean? But it's Ibai Ovid. So that's the Nafkamina, says the Gemara. Whether the reason why Yeshlich Advaver by Chotzer is that a function of Ibai Ovid, Ibai Lo Ovid, or is it a function of Bachiyuva, this is going to be the Nafkamina. So the Nafkamina the Gemara gave, the Amir Yisrael Kadosh Isha Grusha, Taisa says the Nafkamina is a great Nafkamina. You just have to do a little bit of a touch-up on it. Because don't just say there was Kiddush. There was just Kiddush, there's not going to be any Malchus. Anyway, that post the Kiddush, there was the, and now being down number four of the Kiddush. That's Taisa's first Teretz. So you can really begin to sense that other Yishev are going to have another Teretz. Somehow, it's like, Shtikol, Iker Chosim and HaSeifah. The Gemara should have said that, the Amal Yisrael Kadosh Isha Grusha, Vishuv Baal Leha, what's going to be the Halacha. So the Gemara left that out. So Taisa's first Teretz is an Okimta a little bit. You just have to add on a piece of information. Inami, says Taisa, Yeshleima, the Af L'Rav Nafkamina. Even according to Rav, who says Kiddush in a Loike, there's still a very real Nafkamina, whether there was Shlichus or not. The Iye Shlichus Cholon HaKiddushin. The Ein Shlichus Ein Cholon HaKiddushin. Says Taisa, the second Teretz. The Nafkamina, whether the Kiddushin happened or not, is it Afkamina? Well, the Kiddushin Achal. Is Afkamina does a woman even get now? If you hold that the Shlichos Advar Ve'era B'chi HaGavna, this meets the criteria of Yesh Shlichos Advar Ve'era, so then turns out the Shlichos was valid, turns out the Kiddushin Achal. If you hold that ein shluch d'aver b'chi ha'gavna, notwithstanding the fact that the shlich is a la b'chi yuva, so then, if there's no shlichos, then the condition of batel mevutal. What's going on in this taisus? What's the nekudas and machloikis with the 2 days in taisus? Taisus in the first taisus didn't realize that. The answer is, taisus in the first taisus was working with the side of the chakira, that ein shluch d'avera is halacha in chiyuvim. It's halacha in onshin. It doesn't affect the outcome of the shlichos per se. According to the first day in Taiz, the condition of Adam is going to be chal. That was never even in the discussion in the sugya. When you do an Aveira, so the Shalichos, whether it's Kayim or Bapal, that's vis-a-vis the Ancient and the Chiyuvim, but the Gabi, the Etzim, the Chalois, do you say Shluch Shalom Kamais vis-a-vis the Chalois of Adam of Adam? There's no Gemara that says that the condition of the Taimim. So Taiz in the first Taiz couldn't even dream that there should be a Nafkamina, whether the condition is going to be chal. The Nafkamina was the Gabi Ancient. Taiz had to work hard and had to patch up a little bit of find the Oynish, because after all, Kiddush and Alaika, they had to make up an Oynish. Kiddush and Alaika, but Baal and Afreya, yesh, yesh, Oynish. According to the second Taiz, the Taiz says, Dave, who cares? Kiddush and Alaika. So what? Good. No Zion, Kiddush and Alaika. The second Taiz, the Taiz says, the Nafkamina chav so much more serious Nafkamina. Is the woman who Kadeshes, does she need to get? She has Pnuyo, she is Nation's Ish. That's the Nafkamina, because Taiz in the second Taiz was working with the assumption that Ein Shluchat Vaveh means that the Shlichus was Betela Mubutelas. So Achakir that we started out the Shia with, what's the nature of Ein Shluchat Vaveh? Does Ein Shluchat Vaveh mean that if they didn't Einshin, they didn't Chiyuvim, they didn't Bezin, or the Ein Shluchat Vaveh didn't Bitel HaShlichus, that the Chalois is Betel, so we have discovered that in Ochora it's 2 days in Taisus. Comes in Edi Yehuda, and the Truman writes, that if I could find a Rishon that won't be able to say Taizus first Teretz, please say I'll find a Rishon that for technical reasons can't give Taizus first Teretz, he's going to be stuck with Taizus Kasha, my Nefkamina, and he's going to be forced to Taizus second Teretz, he'll be forced into that camp of the second Teretz of Taizus, that Ein Shluchat Vaveh means the Shluchat is the tail. Who is that Rishon? So then maybe they dug up a Rambam, so I'm not going to read all these Rambams here, but if you put together all these Rambams, the Perek Yitzayin up in the Serbia, the Rambam happens to hold that Kiddush Ein Alokah Legamrei. That means that even subsequently you're not going to get Malchus from a friend of the Kiddush. The Rambam has a different sheet to their Taisus than understand the Gemara Kiddush Ein has. According to the Rambam, the Kiddush Ein Alokah Legamrei, the Kainas Makadish Yagrusha, there's no Malchus at all. The Aveir is the Bia, not the Kiddush. According to the Rambam, the first Teretz is not a feasible Teretz, so you must fall back on the second Teretz. It must be that the Halacha is that the Shlichus is the Taylor. So we have a Chakira, we've discovered a Machlokes and Rishonim, we even put a Rambam in one of the camps, just before we have the end of Rosh Chodesh today, but just food for thought. Comes in Ed Yehuda and he says, this Lomdus Shaila is not just a Lomdus, not just academic, this is not a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. Maisa Shaila Kachoya, says in Ed Yehuda. A person appointed a shaliach to go give a get to his wife. Shaliach arrives, the woman says, I don't want the get, I'm not interested in accepting the get. So the shaliach grabs her and shoves it, literally pushes it into her hands. What did the shaliach violate? Chayim rubinagashim. There's a din, you're not allowed to give a get, the akorach of a woman. He went ahead and violated the chayim rubinagashim. Terrible thing. Comes to the din and says, I'm not even sure the get is chal. Why? Because the shaliach did an aveira, ein shaliach with vaveira. If you hold like the second Teretz of Taiz, like the Rambam, ein shaliach with vaveira means that the shaliach is mamish betela. So it turns out that he wasn't the shaliach. If he wasn't the shaliach, he'd get his bottom with the raisa. So it could be because of the aveira of chayil der ben gershom that may throw into question the level of the raisa, the validity of the shaliach, which will in turn disqualify the get. Okay. We'll get there. Okay, so that's the Taisus Dichlet. We have to think about it a little bit. We have a little bit of the introduction, so next week we'll continue with this.